Rappers Radio, where it's all about the music.
Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings welcoming you to Ivory Towers Radio this week. I'm Rick Rockwell in Washington, D.C. Co-host Jeff Siegel is in Dallas. Welcome, welcome, Jeff. And they ask us the musical question, what have you done for me lately?
Well, Rick, here on the Underground Podcast, quite a bit. We hope to do a whole lot more this week, don't we?
Well, we are your musical servants. We serve up the tunes that no one else will play every week, and we have our special group of listeners that come around every week or every part of the month to get their special tuneful treats. We even have requests on this show this week.
Because you can never have too many requests on the Underground Podcast.
Sure enough. But right away, back into the vault for one of those themes that we've been working on, ever since 2009 began.
From the vault, it's Cover Me.
Thank you. those guitar aficionados out there, there's a bit of an eargasm. Derek and the Dominoes covering Jimi Hendrix, Little Wing. Of course, Eric Clapton and Duane Allman trading solos on that one. You can't get three bigger names in guitar than Clapton, Allman, and Hendrix.
And we've continued our ability to find bands that Eric Clapton played in. But we've got to be running out soon, don't we, Rick?
We're at the end of the line, unfortunately, Jeff. At this point, from this point on, it's all Clapton solo and Clapton guest shots. And I'm guessing we'll have at least to end up our tribute to Clapton that stretched over all these many weeks, something from EC next week. And then, as I promised, a very special, usually unheard piece of Clapton musical trivia that will be coming up, but that will be coming up some weeks down the line, and that's so special. I got to savor it for the right spot.
Save it for the right spot, because right now we're going to go on a little road trip, a little Delta road trip. We're going to put the top down on a convertible. We're going to get a couple of six packs, and we're going to go. Going to go down Highway 61, aren't we?
See my baby, tell her she's alright. having no clothes. Asked poor Howard, where can I go? Howard said, man, ain't but one place I know. And Sam said, tell me quick, man, I got to run. Boy, Howard just pointed with his gun and said, that way down Highway 61. King, I got 48 red, white, and blue shoestrings, and 1,000 telephones that will not ring. Tell me, man, where I can get rid of these things. And Louis the King said, wait, let me think for a minute, son. And we said, yes, I believe it can be easily done. Just take everything down the Highway 61. Much too white. He said, come here, step into the light. He said, yes, you're right. Wanna tell a second mother this has been done. But then the second mother was with the seventh son, and they were both out on Highway 61. Type of thing before, but yes, I believe it can be very easily done. Just put some bleachers out in the sun and have it out on Highway 61.
Understand a word you say. tell you, tell me you love me before you left. I didn't understand a word you said. I'm lonely out here by myself, 'cause I don't want nobody else.
Luther Allison, live, standing at the crossroads here on Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music. And our trip down into the Mississippi Delta on Highway 61, we started that set out with brand new music, brand new spanking music from, I believe, this week, last week, the North Mississippi All-Stars, 61 Highway. In the middle, guitar wizard Johnny Winter, Highway 61 Revisited, his version of the Dylan song. And to hear him, Johnny Winter, do it, you'd think Dylan had nothing to do with writing that. And Rick, a couple of mea culpas here. We don't play nearly enough Johnny Winter here on the Underground Podcast. And I believe that's the first time we've ever played the great Luther Allison.
Well, eventually we'll get to all the greats, but I'm sure there are more mea culpas down the line. Speaking of mea culpas, is that music to play while we spank?
No, now stop it. This is not that kind of show. If people want that, they'll go listen to, what's his name? The guy with the funny last name who curses a lot.
We won't even mention him. But, you know, we've had eargasms on this show already and now spanking music. So who knows what will come up next. But hey, I can tell you what people can do if they don't like our discussions about spanking.
Well, Rick, what they can do is they can send us an email. That was good. I liked it. That was a very good segue there. We're getting good at this, aren't we? They can send us an email. Our email address here at the Underground Podcast is ivorytowersradio@att.net. That's ivorytowers, T-O-W-E-R-Z, radio@att.net.
And we have a request coming up later in the show. Came in via email, so if you send them, we'll play them.
Caution. Now it's time for Rick's Metal Shop.
Yeah!
The band's name is I Hate God. And continuing on our musical road trip, the song is 99 Miles of Bad Road in the Metal Shop. So, Jeff, after you have traveled the 99 miles of bad road, you're going to bring your car back into the metal shop because, boy, I Hate God really dented it up. And I want to tell you that band plays a new subgenre of heavy metal, not a new subgenre, but one that I've newly discovered called sludge metal. And the reason I put them in this show is sludge metal is supposedly a combination of heavy metal, thrash metal, slowed down, and also played by bands from the South who like to put in elements of Southern rock and roll. Now, I cannot detect any Southern rock and roll in that, but this is a band, I believe, based in New Orleans, and a lot of the sludge metal players come from New Orleans and from the Deep South, and so I thought they would be very appropriate to this particular podcast.
Rick, the reason I was laughing there was that the only thing I detected there was a crankcase full of dirty oil. I mean, hey, that's, you can't get much more, I mean, how much more metal can you get than that?
I don't think you could get any more metallic. So what do you recommend as far as the oil weight for them? A 30-30, or is it a 20-40, or what's the oil weight for this band?
Oh, I don't know. Is there like a 50W-70 or something?
That'll be our new thing. We'll start to rate metal bands with an oil registry. They're certainly
not. I like
not,
that. That's a, you know, that's a great.
They're certainly not like.
That's
crude.
A great idea.
Well,
no, that's
maybe
that's perfect.
Maybe that's coming in the next few weeks. We'll have the Metal Shop Dipstick. On the Metal Shop Dipstick, where does this band line up? And I'll ask you, and you can give us your impression.
I think, hey. You know what? I do a lot of work in a lot of industries where they have scores and ratings, and all of them are stupid. This might be the best one I've ever heard of.
Well, we've dreamed up a new feature in the metal shop, and who says there's no creation that happens in the metal shop?
Far be it from me to say that, but how about we play some more music and we stop talking?
Coming up right after this. Stick around.
Greetings, I'm Michael, your musical guide to the vast Ivory Towers archive. More than 100 hours of music, all at your fingertips. All you have to do is repeat this simple online mantra, public.box.net/Ivory Towers Radio. public.box.net/Ivory Towers Radio. Keep repeating the mantra for your musical pleasure.
Hey, now it's time for Jeff's New Wave.
Thank you.
Clash, Guns of Brixton on Jeff's New Wave on Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music. Rick, that is from the Clash album London Calling, easily one of the best records ever done for punk and new wave, and easily one of the best records ever released by anyone at any time. And if I may wax poetic and nostalgic for a moment, that album was released in 1979, also released in 1979, Elvis Costello's Armed Forces, The Cars, Candy O, Dylan Live at Budokan, a little Supertramp album that you may remember. I believe that got played on the radio a little bit. Something about breakfast, I don't know.
In America.
But, yes. And as we've discussed many times on this show, and my advice once again to the young people listening, appreciate the music that you've got when you've got it, because it's never going to stay that good. Trust me.
1979 was a tremendous year, and I would have to say one of our favorite years in rock and roll history. That's certainly, I have to agree with you, that Clash album is one of the greats, and that's one of the albums that made the Clash be on my all-time list.
And now, from new wave to post-new wave?
Post-punk. Here it comes.
Yeah. note to self, be erect by 10:30, be strong, be proud, be able, be charmed, be extended, be in motion, be at loggerheads with Chris, like Chris was crisp, like Chris was crisp.
McCluskey, She Will Only Bring You Happiness. McCluskey, Jeff, is a band from Scotland. Also in that set, The Killers, new music from them, Spaceman. And starting us off, Titus Andronicus with My Time Outside the Womb. That's also brand new music. Jeff, why would a band name themselves after a Shakespeare play?
And a lesser-known and not very well-respected Shakespeare play at that, Rick. Well, I think this might have a lot to do with Titus Andronicus's background. They're from Jersey. One of their songs, in fact, the first song on this album is called Fear and Loathing in Mahwah, New Jersey. And between the album and the song, a couple of songs I've heard, including this one, I think they have, as we used to say, a very dark sense of humor.
It's not self-worth issues that we're talking about here because they're from New Jersey and not New York.
No, I think they just have that Jersey attitude, which, once again, if this was a satellite radio show hosted by a guy with a funny name, I'd be cursing there describing the Jersey attitude.
Yes, but we respect the Jersey attitude. As a matter of fact, we appreciate the Jersey attitude. You might even say that we have a Midwestern version of the Jersey attitude.
Well, I think people from Chicago and St. Louis have a whole lot more in common with people from Jersey than they do from people than they do with people from Manhattan.
Indeed. And I have to say, this is perhaps the first time that we mentioned Shakespeare and a Shakespeare play on the Underground Podcast.
How do we miss that? Isn't there a band called Hamlet?
There might be.
Didn't Monty Python do a Shakespeare bit we could have played? I'm going to have to go look for that.
See now we're running out of steam with our Clapton series. You'll have to take up the mantle now with Shakespeare and the heavy metal Dipstick, which, by the way, might be another good name for a rock and roll band. Shakespeare and the Heavy Metal Dipstick. But back to less silly items. We didn't mention Shakespeare here on the Underground Podcast before, but there are places where you can go where we have just as much rock and roll as we have here, and you might find a mention of Shakespeare here and there, and actually you would find a mention of the Killers there, and I'm speaking there of the Ivory Towers ancillary blog, not Ivory Towers Radio, but the Ivory Towers blog at www.ivorytowers.com, and there's plenty there besides music. There's also politics, sports, culture, that Shakespeare part, the culture part, films, and so much more. And actually, Vincent Lee, our regular music reviewer on the Ivory Towers blog, actually put down that Killers album, so I don't know if you'd like to go and debate Vincent there about what he thinks about the Killers, but you can find it there, again, at www.ivorytowers.com, and that's Ivory Towers, all one word, with a Z, a Zeta, or a Z at the end. One more time, www.ivorytowers.com.
Cheer up now, gotta cheer up now.
It's Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music.
Good arms versus bad arms are when hands down, down. They are built to hold on fit, look how far they go round. You don't need these now that you've found another pair. And the difference is astounding, I should accept. Leave the rest at arm's length. Keep your naked flesh under your favorite dress. Leave the rest at arm's length. When they reach out, don't touch them, don't touch them. Some 6 months ago, so I'll stick to my guns, but from now on it's war. I'm armed with the past and the will and a brick. I might not want you back, but I want to. Leave the rest at arm's length.
the reason why. Oh, I can say I have to let you go, and right away, after what you did, I can't stay on, and I probably feel a whole lot better when you're gone. Baby, for a long time,
baby, for a long time,
you had me believe.
Well,
that your love was all mine, and that's the way it would be. But
I didn't know
that you were putting me on, and I probably feel a whole lot better when you're gone, or when you're
before.
And I'm not gonna play your games anymore.
After what you did,
I can't stay on, and I probably feel a whole lot better when you're gone. Oh, when you're gone. Oh, when you're gone.
The Byrds, I'll Feel a Whole Lot Better, on Ivory Towers Radio, the underground podcast where it is all about the music. In that set, our musicology lesson for today, 40 years of psychedelic-flavored folk rock. We started off with new music, the Cotton Jones Basket Ride, a song called Gotta Cheer Up. In the middle, Frightened Rabbit, also new music, Good Arms Versus Bad Arms, a request, because here on the Underground Podcast, Rick, we love to play requests. That Byrds song is off of an album called Mr. Tambourine Man from 1965, and I can't decide whether I can't believe the song's 44 years old or whether it still sounds so good being 44 years old.
Sounds fantastic, and you wonder why it's not played on the radio. That Frightened Rabbit, Jeff, one more time, the name of that song again.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought with our new technology, my problems of mispronunciation had been fixed.
Oh, you did not mispronounce. You did not mispronounce. Let's be clear. No mispronunciation. It's just the new technology occasionally does have a pop or two in it, and so unfortunately it popped out the title.
Frightened Rabbit, Good Arms Versus Bad Arms, by request. That's also new music. And Rick, are they not a Scottish band?
Two Scottish bands in the same show. I don't know what came over us.
Well, we've been playing mostly U.S.-based bands over the last 6-8 weeks, and I know we've been ignoring our Canadian friends.
The Canadians are probably going to send us a letter, and it took our listeners to say play more Scottish rock and roll, so that's a tip that way. But if you want some more American rock and roll, some more American rock and roll with a Byrds touch, coming up right after this. Stick around.
A restless energy blows across the globe.
The desire for human rights.
Yet every day, people are tortured,
imprisoned,
executed,
or disappeared,
simply for their identity or their beliefs.
That's why Amnesty International speaks out.
To protect people's basic human rights.
To change the sounds of suffering
to the sounds of freedom.
Call 1-800-AMNESTY.
It's your human right.
1-800-AMNESTY.
Ha, 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 ha.
want to. Don't you think I would? Don't you think I'd tell you, baby, if I only could? Am I acting crazy? Am I just too proud? Am I just plain lazy?
We'll be right back.
That's new music from the Black Crowes, Goodbye, Daughters of the Revolution. Jeff, if you didn't get enough Black Crowes, I don't know if we can fulfill your need after that set. Lots of Crowes there. Jealous Again is what started us off, and Remedy in the middle. Those two from the very first two Black Crowes releases from the early, mid-1990s.
They've been around a much longer time than one would expect, and not in terms of talent or anything, but you just turn around and all of a sudden they've been around almost 15 years. That's hard to believe.
It is hard to believe, an enduring band, but they haven't put out anything new for a while until this latest release. And I need to mention, since we played the North Mississippi All-Stars early in this particular program, that some members of the North Mississippi All-Stars are guesting on this new Black Crowes release. War Paint is the name of the release. And the Crowes broke up for a while, one of those brother bands that tend to have fights. The brothers are back together, but not the whole original band. And so that's why on this particular album, there's a pastiche of different musicians that are playing under the Black Crowes label.
And so the show has almost come full circle. We started off with North Mississippi All-Stars and almost have ended with North Mississippi All-Stars. But Rick, we can't. We cannot end yet.
No, because your favorite part of the show is now here.
The Ivory Towers podcast is a non-commercial, non-profit program designed and used for educational purposes. Some of the material contained in this podcast is previously copyrighted but used with permission. Other copyrighted material is reused following fair use guidelines. Any copyright holders who do not wish to have their material used should contact the programmers directly at ivorytowersradio@att.net and it will be removed. The programmers do not support file sharing and encourage listeners to buy music from the artists featured in this podcast.
Jeff, we have an unfortunate bit of business that we have to do here also before the end of the program. Last week, one of the few remaining members of Lynyrd Skynyrd passed, Billy Powell, the keyboardist. Some people may unfortunately think that most, if not all, of the band were killed in that plane crash back in the 1970s, but Billy Powell passed, and so we're going to go out this week playing a little bit of Lynyrd Skynyrd music and featuring at least a little bit of a keyboard solo from Mr. Powell to say goodbye to him, and also a bit of business. Some months back, we played some Lynyrd Skynyrd, some unplugged Lynyrd Skynyrd, and we made note that almost everybody, if not all of the guitar players in that particular piece, were dead, and we don't want to kill off all of the members of Lynyrd Skynyrd before their time. Steve Gaines had passed, Alan Collins had passed, those two guitarists had passed, but actually Gary Rossington, the only remaining member of the original band who's a guitarist still playing, I believe the original drummer for Lynyrd Skynyrd is also still around, or several of their drummers are still around, and Gary Rossington, believe it or not, is in the reformed Lynyrd Skynyrd band, so we must do our duty here and mention the Skynyrd obit.
And we've corrected all our mistakes, which too bad this week.
Well, we try to tie up the loose ends. So any more loose ends from you before we go and end on this number, Jacksonville Kid from Skynyrd?
No, I just have to go look up the motor oil grade for our heavy metal dipstick for next week. Gotta go get a chart.
The new metal dipstick feature will be coming your way next week. So thanks for joining us on Ivory Towers Radio. For composer-announcer Michael Galelli, for my wonderful co-host Jeff Siegel in Dallas, I'm Rick Rockwell in Washington, D.C. And now, the music of Lynyrd Skynyrd to take us out. Goodbye, Billy Powell, and peace. This old town.
you don't.